Hare Krishna. Well, you're hearing the lawnmower in the background. And one request of devotees is please send questions. I haven't received any new questions in about 2 months, and they're really helpful. I still have some, but they're really helpful in sparking my memory and sparking my mental mechanism to work in some other way other than the direction of meditating on Navabhadra and the content of that. Also a thanks to devotees for who are continuing to send Lakshmi into the PayPal account for maintenance of the podcast. I need to actually get together with Manjari and Nandagopa and see what particular expenses we've had and actually pay them out. We haven't really spent anything out of the account since we've gotten it there, but we're collecting, and that's always a good thing to do. Keep things for a rainy day. Another good news for many devotees whose names I can't all remember right now, but generically who have asked me over the years for Venu Gita, which has been out of print for 10 years. Venu Gita is going to be available here in New Brajadam. Now I'm talking about English, also in Hungarian, but in English, over this weekend festival, and then thereafter. So you can order Venu Gitas. I don't know what the price is. I don't know anything. I've just been informed that it is. One of our kind devotees gave a loan towards the printing costs, so we printed both Hungarian and English. Unfortunately, they haven't been edited, and I haven't been able to do the referencing just because I've been so busy, because that in itself would have been quite a job. But whatever Venu Gita was before, that's what it is right now. Very interesting. I'm just watching wasps surfing, walking on top of the water. And a lot of devotees are coming. I hear there's a whole entourage of brahmacharis coming from Soho Street, something in the region of 20. And quite a few devotees from Russia have already arrived. And somehow or another, between all of that, I need to continue to also do my service. Right now, by that I mean finish off writing. I'm on finishing the introduction. In fact, I'm more or less finished. By tomorrow, I hope to be able to finish writing it, and then I'll reread it, and hopefully that won't take too long. And we're coming into the end stretch. End stretch meaning that it's not that the book's finished, but we can get to the stage of actually starting to deal with the edited matter. And one more announcement, sorry. And that announcement is about, I got a few requests from devotees who are planning to come this weekend that, you know, they'd like to talk, but I don't think I'll be going to be able to speak with anyone over the weekend. I mean, it's just not, it's not really possible for me on such festival occasions. I try to spend as much time as I can in the temple room so that I'm with everyone, but to spend time individually would be very, very difficult. And I've already mentioned that sometimes in the past. And I'm hoping, certainly on Sunday, to spend morning till night in the temple room, and I'm praying for the physical strength from that, because I'm not quite up to par or up to average. And on Nrisimha Chaturdasi, because we have a lot of other guests here as well, I think Nanja Maharaj will be here, and Chandramouli Maharaj is coming, and Keshabharti Maharaj is here, Tejas Prabhu is here. So it'll be a nice, exciting festival. Last night we had a nice feast, and as we were, a Kadasi feast, as we were coming out, because we had to break fast at 8:30 at night, so couldn't really eat very much. That's like really late time of night to be eating. And came out, and a beautiful, beautiful moon. It wasn't a full moon, but it was, I think tonight is a full moon, but it was bright. It was looked very round. It had beautiful clouds floating in front of it. It was really quite awesome. Krishna's beautiful energy, and it reminded us of how Nrisimhadeva was waiting for the time when the sun would go down before the moon would come up, the opportunity to actually kill Hiranyakashipu. And that was mercy. That was real mercy for the demon. Of course, materialistic people don't necessarily see it like that. In fact, sometimes when people come in our temples, I know at Bhaktivedanta Manor, for instance, a picture of Nrisimhadeva ripping apart Hiranyakashipu is right to the wall, to the left of the wall as you're standing to taking darshan of Radha Gokulananda. So inevitably, everybody sees it. And for believers, it's not a problem. For new people, well, on different occasions, that picture had been brought into court to show what a dangerous cult we are and the kind of God that we actually believe in. That, of course, it's such accusations have been sort of dismissed, at least in any democracy that's worth its salt. But still, it's something that really raises people's eyebrows, and people ask, well, what's all this about? In fact, if you look through Krishna book, which is about the nearest to a child's book that we have, I mean by Srila Prabhupada, most of the pictures are about Krishna killing demons. In fact, most of the pastimes are about Krishna killing demons. And whereas nowadays, of course, in the modern action film world, where people are killing left, right, and center, it's not really anything new or spectacular. But as a religious text, it's certainly something that makes some people think and ask questions. They don't understand how Krishna's killing someone is as good as Krishna's embracing someone. And Prabhupada gave that example, like a father, whether the father embraces his son or gives him a slap or reprimands him, it's all done out of the same love. There's no difference. The love is the same. And similarly, when Krishna either embraces or kills, he's doing it with love, but he's just reciprocating, just like your father is reciprocating to the behavior of his child, he's just reciprocating to his associate or whoever is approaching him. Whether it's with love, then he reciprocates with love. When it's with violence, he reciprocates with violence. And then ultimately, he can be the most violent, because all violence originally stems from him. So, but things like that are only understood by devotees. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavam taschasmi tatvataha bhaktosimi sakachiti rahasya hitaduttamam. All these rahasya, or all these mysteries, they're only understood by Vaishnavas. Who else can understand such things? And we'll have more of discussion on such topics. Chandramouli Maharaj will speak on Sunday. In fact, probably Nanda Maharaj as well, because we'll have lectures morning and evening. And that just reminded me, actually, it wasn't Chandramouli Maharaj, it was Smita Krishna Maharaj. When he was here giving an evening Nishinga Chaturdasi lecture. And just at the time, it was like 7 o'clock or something, or 7:30, just at the time when it would have been the appearance, and he was reading appearance, talking about the appearance of Nishinga. Just at that time, lightning storm showed up. Lightning hit the temple. Didn't do any damage to the main building, but I think it knocked out some generator or something. It hit the temple. It also hit some other buildings, lightning rods on other buildings. But it made such a crack and it was such a flash that he just literally jumped off the Vyasasana that he was sitting. That was funny. He was really he was scared. So Nrisimhadeva was making his appearance, at least the appearance of his Shakti at that time. So we'll be having nice talks and further discussions about Lord Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad Maharaj and the process of pure devotional service. And look forward to seeing those who are here. Hare Krishna.